Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good afternoon. And welcome to another episode of Misery Loves Company. Can you hear me okay? If someone can offer some sort of thumbs up or other imagery, that'd be great to let me know if you can hear fine, because I am here. I'm out. This is El Fozzie. I'm out in the US at the moment, and I'm contending with slightly questionable Wi-Fi and connectivity. So I don't know if you can hear me. Can someone tell me they can hear me? That'll help me a lot. Yes, thanks, Bob. Brilliant. Cool. Well, yeah, good afternoon and welcome to the latest episode of Misery Loves Company. I did think I'd be clear of the West Ham Villa game. Completely forgot about the FA Cup. Brilliantly, this is the problem of travelling. But obviously, due to that last couple of minutes of carnage, where we were working out whether I would get any bone points or anybody else points or not. And then that goal was ruled out. We're still playing there. So still a couple of minutes of this injury time, presumably left to play, or a minute at least, on West Ham on the attack. So anyway, this is the Misery Loves Company, the FPL therapy session in which we all get a chance to stand up and say, my name's Chris, or whatever your name is, and I've had a terrible game week again. And the idea, as always, is that we share our tales of woe, an attempt to air frustrations, alleviate pain, and hopefully start to look ahead with more positivity to future game weeks. They say a problem shared is a problem halved. I don't know if that's true, but that is kind of the gist of this. I've got one eye on the match at the moment. Wait to see if anything happens. It's going to change what I'm about to say. But we'll see. I'll let you know as it goes. I'm El Fozzie. I'm your regular host. And I'm the serial sufferer of bad breaks, dodgy decisions and injury outrage. And usually I kick most of things off with my own epic fails. Although actually this week it appears that my score might not actually be the worst in the game. That's not to say I'm feeling in a particularly good place, but I know everyone struggles. There'll be a lot of misery going around. So I'm going to talk through what's happened with me. And then I'm going to share a few kind of miserable remarks from the Twitter feed. And of course, at any point you can leap in and I will give you the chance to share your own tale of woe. Or, you know, if you want to be vitriolic, you can do that. Or talk about anything FPL really, but we're really here mainly to talk about tales of woe. So let's start to kick things off with where I am. Last week, if you remember, myself and Ed weighed in a little bit early before the final extraordinary game took place between Bournemouth and Luton. And at that point, I was facing another red arrow. However, even though I'd gone for a differential fullback in the name of Smith, who managed to pick up Bournemouth's only yellow in that match and delivered precisely 0 points from both games, compared to the popular template choice of Zabanier, I can't call it the right name, who scored to bring in 8 overall. How gutting that was. And even though I didn't have Semenyo for his brace, I did somehow manage a score of 51. Oof, It's grim, isn't it? But that kind of bumped me up a massive 40K positions last week to the giddy heights of like 1.4 million. Wow, I know, great. So for Game Week 29, I generally felt like a lot of people a chance to claw back some points. I ignored the anti-free hit crowd, and I thought, well, I've only got four players. I can't, this is madness. So surely if there's going to be loads of dead teams that haven't got any T players out, and there's these crazy non-free hitters who are going to go with, you know, who are going to go with their own hits or just go with a smaller team. This is obviously a chance to at least part-time feel we've got some, get some traction, like a lot of people. So I ignored that crowd, and I managed to build a back line that delivered a spectacular 1 point from four players with a template of Regulian, who had minus three, obviously red, Porro, 1 pointer, Flecken, 2 pointers, and Doughty, who went off at half-time to give us a point. Now, I'm sure I'm not the only one with that particular lineup or someone similar to it. My midfield was barely better. Captaincy blank from Son. Thanks, Son. Same for Madison and Alanga. And it doesn't appear Bowen has improved things dramatically. There was a threat that he might just have scored somehow in that melee, but it looked like he hadn't. So yeah, overall, that's not very good. And then up front, Tony and Watkins blanks as well, had left me with a kind of grand total of 14 points from just 10 players. And that's not low enough to challenge Aziz's record 11-pointer, but still pretty miserable. However, in a rare green shoot, I have to say thank goodness for my one major differential. I picked Muniz up front, who on his own pretty much matched the score of the rest of the team with a 13-point haul. And I have to say a shout out to a caller from last week's MLC who actually pushed Muniz into my eye line, as it were. And he had a bold plan of going to bring in Muniz and captain him. I sincerely hope he did. But yeah, so I think my total score, I'm waiting for it all to kind of come in, is around, let me see what Lovey Bill said. I think it's around 27 points. I'll have to get a final update on that, which gives me a massive 9-point green arrow and up to 1.2, just inside 1.24 million. Yeah, I know, not great. But it is an improvement. It gives me about 18 points out of the top million, climbing, and up 133 off my actual kind of target of getting into the top 100k. I won't even look at the top 10k. That's going to be even more. It's 132 points to tell a lie off the top, it's getting better all the time. Top 100k. I do, however, have it doesn't help that I had Robinson on the bench and Areola. So there's another. That's another. Think it could have been a lot better even still if I've been brave enough to go with Robinson, but yeah, I'm not happy. But I guess I'm not the only one. Yeah, and I can't help feeling, regardless of that small boost this week, I can't help feeling any points gained are going to be a bit of a Pyrrhic victory here against those that didn't play free hit. Those are clearly the real winners. And now having that chip to use to make the most of the doubles ahead in 34 or 37, certainly potentially 34, it feels like you're in a better position if you still had those those chips to play. So yes, so feel free to just join if you want to join and share. I don't know if you can hear me. I'm hoping you can. If you do want to join and share, please just click the little thing. Click the mic. Click on your icon rather, and it should give the opportunity to just add yourself, and then I can try and add you in, and we can go from there. Whilst I'm waiting for someone to bring themselves forward, I'm gonna kind of share a little bit of the a little bit of misery from the forums. I had Neil Worrell, WWFC 2010. He said, imagine playing your free hit and having more points on your bench in your starting 11. So he had, Leno and Robinson on his bench and Alanga and Dina, not get much. And then he had 15 points before today, which will only be another 4 points on that, on in his team with Vicario, Pedro Porro, Collins, Doughty, Son, Douglas Luiz, Barkley, Bowen, Morris, Tony and Wissa. So that's a pretty grim, thing. I'm sorry about that, Neil. I think the thing we've got to take from this, and I will say when he comes into chat to me, I think the thing we've got to take for this week is that there is the variance. We might have made a few points back. You might have lost a few points, but no one's done particularly well this week. So the variance is going to be low. I've got Ian Dimmick here as well, of Dimmy 77, who said, until listening to the manager updates on Friday, I wasn't going to free hit due to tight games. That's a very smart approach, Ian. However, he was, like all of us, swayed. He said, I only had four players starting. I backtracked and went full template with a gain of about 6 points. Ooh, sometimes you've got to stick with your gut. I think the Anorak, Andy Jagger, 1977, on Twitter, has summed up pretty much the sentiment of most people. Dreadful game week. And Super Sheva has said, never using my free hit early in the season again, which I believe if I see. But I think that's pretty much the sentiment kind of going around the the boards at the moment. It is a pretty grim week all round. Like, so just if you just joined, to keep you up, I have had actually a green arrow this week with a massive 9 points gained, thanks to everything was disastrous apart from Muniz. So Muniz has been my saviour. So if anybody else out there who also got brought Muniz in, anybody captain Muniz, anybody's got anybody else that actually managed to get points, please do let me know. If you've got a really, really bad team, if you've somehow managed to get less than about 14 or 15, do let me know as well. And I think that's possible. Remember, I don't know if you'll remember, legendary as, I don't know if I should use the word legendary to refer to as, but anyway, as of these halls, video editor and now of Black Box, he managed to actually get in, I think it was the Daily Star or some other sort of newspaper, thanks to his record 11-point haul one game week as a so-called expert. I believe those are the words used by the newspaper, not by me. So, yeah, if you've got anything that you want to share about your game week, you want to just shout it out and just share your absolute woe about this week or your either anxiety about the coming week or positivity or strategies to deal with, to turn things around. But I think the worst thing I always find in NFPL is when it's when you've got the big break. We've obviously got the international break now. We've got 2 weeks. Obviously, the FA Cup football's going on right now. Last time I saw that Liverpool, Man United were leading. I'm waiting for, I'm trying to prepare for this. I've got a slightly dicey Wi-Fi out in this America, and I'm struggling. I'm out in San Francisco this week. I'm struggling to actually get a get the updated score. It's there's two new windows open. I'm trying to monitor too many things at once. But it was 1-0 last night, I heard. So, but yeah, we've now got 2 weeks of not FPL football to stew in our bad decisions or to plan, I guess, and look ahead to turning things around in game week 30, which, you know, looks like a pretty tasty game week. I think one of the problems for any of us, really, either those that free hitted and go back to the team we had before, the doubles, or kind of played in with transfers into this game week, is you're going to end up with, frankly, some dross in your team you're going to want to get rid of. I've got a couple of Bournemouth. I've got a couple of Luton. And to be honest, no, you know, Solanke I'll probably hold on to. Doughty I might, but everybody else, I don't know. I've just had enough now of owning. You know, I had Senesi still sat on my bench, who didn't quite manage to get into full fitness to actually play. So it's pretty grim pickings there. So I think we're all going to want to try and get rid of some of those players. Fair enough if you've got West Ham or Villa, Aston Villa at home to Wolves, so that could be an interesting match. West Ham away to Newcastle, that could be the way Newcastle have been playing defensively. That could be opportunity for points there. But everyone else you're kind of holding on to, Brentford home to United, and Brentford's, you know, form is pretty dire at the moment. I mean, Fulham away to Sheffield United. If you came in with Fulham players, I'm, you know, if I hadn't free hit, suddenly looking at Muniz, looking at Fulham players is something I would definitely on my radar. So yeah, I think apart from that, there's very few players you're going to want from these weeks. You know, maybe Spurs. Although to be honest, that was disappointing. This is the first time I've owned three Spurs, or more than kind of one Spurs, pretty much all season. And to say they let me down is an understatement. Sorry, Sam, FPL family, Sam, who is a big Spurs fan. I've got a few others in there. Will, also a Spurs fan. But sorry, guys, but that was poor. I watched that match early morning over here yesterday. Very, very poor. But yeah, if you want to poke in, I'm assuming you can still hear me. If you want to drop in and share your tale of woe, share what went wrong or what went right. I've got one here. I've got Dal. Hold on a second, Dal. I'm going to try and bring you in. Here we go. Dal S can now speak, I think. You should be coming in now. Oh, there's an error adding. I'm trying to try again. It says you can speak. I don't know if I can hear you. Can you? Are you there? Oh, God. It was an error adding you as a guest. I'm trying, Dal. I don't know if this is just crappy Wi-Fi here. I'm actually on. It keeps saying you can speak, but then it says there's an error adding you as a guest. So I don't know if it's my audio or yours. But either way, I'm sorry, Dal. I can't get you in. I'm trying to get you in. Can I get you in? I'll try again. And if this is just the network out here. Yeah, no, sadly, there's an error adding guests. So it's a phone in I can't add people into. So I'm going to have to sort of look at why that is. I'm not entirely sure why that's not working. Sorry, Dal, I'm trying here, but I'm not a master of the tech. No ad would be this week. And actually, I'm just pressing the button I'm supposed to press, and it's not doing the thing it's supposed to do. So I'm not quite sure. I'll try something else. I'll see if I can invite you as a co-host, does that make any difference? You can be a co-host, why not? I don't know if that's any better. Are you going to come in now? Are you still there? We're trying, Dal. We are trying our best. Are you there? I can't see you. Well, if something comes through and you can join, please do join. It's not come up as a failure there. Are you there? Dal, can you hear me? Hey, hello. You can hear me. Thank God. I don't know why. I've had to add you as co-host because the speaker thing didn't work. But anyway, how are you doing, Dal? How's your game week going? As dreadful as everyone else's?
I'm very well. Yes. No, mine's fantastic. No, genuine. I probably sound sarcastic, but yeah, I've got 36 points.
36 points? You're like the king of the game week, mate. 36 points, that's incredible. So you've got Muniz, right? I'm assuming that was involved, no or not. What was your, where's
yeah,
your
I've got Muniz, and let's see if you can guess my other big scorer this week. It's double digits, I'll give you a clue.
Double digits, I don't, Robinson came in, I don't know who else has scored, so I'm thinking who else has got, who else has scored? You got another, who else has got double digits? Did you get on the, you can't be on the, did Burnley get double digits? No, Fofana. I don't know. I'm thinking Fulham back line. So
Castagna.
Castagna.
Ten pointer. So my team.
Both Castagna and Robinson got assists. That's fantastic.
Robinson 11, Castagna 10, and 13 for Muniz, obviously. I had Flecken in goal because I wildcarded last week. 10 players anyway. And then I just did this move of my last week's game week hero of Semenyo, who I captained last game week.
Yeah.
And I moved him on. I was tempted to roll with 10 because Semenyo has good fixtures from 30. He's played Everton at home, Palace at home.
How dare you? How dare you say that? How dare you say that Everton is a good fixture? That's a terrible fixture for them.
But, sorry.
Everton fan. No, it's fine.
Oh, sorry. I meant to say it's a really good fixture for them, not a good fixture. So I had them too, but I was tempted to roll, but I thought Muniz has also got good fixtures. It's a toss-up coin, really, because Muniz plays Sheffield United away next week.
Yeah, no, exactly. So, Muniz next week. He's not even a cheeky captaincy shout, that, to be honest. Yeah,
my captain this week. No, I wish I had captain him, but I went with Morris. So basically, my team was Flecken, Regulion, Doherty, Castagna, the midfield four of Son, Bowen, Douglas Luiz, and Son, Bowen, and Barkley.
Yeah, yeah.
And at front three of Watkins, Mooney's, and Morris. And I don't know why. Morris has done well at home, scored the last three at home in the league. So
yeah,
I just put the captaincy on Morris. So, yeah, and like I said, the Fulham I got in, Castagna got in because I'd started feeding on a player. Nobody was mentioning him. I had him. I owned him last year when, I'm not sure if you remember, when Leicester went on a good run. And I think he had like three or four double-digit holes in space.
Yeah, he got a couple of goals. He got some assists.
Yeah.
He was a decent
I owned him for that period. So I thought, I'll bring him back because I got Sheffield United away. They got a few good games coming up. So I brought him in. On the wild card.
So you wildcarded last week. So, but basically, how are you feeling then about that wild card going forward? So obviously, because I was just saying, you played into this game week. You know, we've got. I don't know if you've got your free hit. I presume you still have.
So, yeah, still got the free hit. Yeah.
So, but you know, you'll have, you know, Brentford players, Luton players, you know, and not, Fulham players obviously done so as well. But is there anybody you're desperate to get out of the team now that you've, you know, played into this? Is anybody you just want to get rid of now? You have nothing doubty.
Well, how do I feel? Well, on last week I cut my rank in basically half. I was like 667,000. I went to 374,000 because I had, I think it was 84 points or something last week.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I cut in half, and now this week I've gone from obviously 374k to 257k. So
That's decent.
It's been a very good week.
Well done. It's not a misery store, but that's good. But I think 36 is going to have you amongst the very...
I can't keep giving... I gave my misery story on it. I'm not sure if you remember a few weeks back.
Yeah,
when I said I took out Saka and this, that, and I still... But how do I feel? Yeah, decent. Like, what were my bench players this week? I had Diaz on there. I had Gabriel on there. And I had midfielder. Diaz, Gabriel was a midfielder. Gabriel and another defender. Zabarini. So, okay. Obviously...
Yeah, he did well for you last week. I tried to differentiate last week because everyone was going... Zabarnia or Zabarini or whatever his name is, that no one ever knew before.
Yes,
I thought I'd go with the other fullback, and I thought I'd go with the fullback, and I thought Smith had actually got some assists there in the season. Got yellow cards both times, I think, and rubbish. So you're not going to be top score. The actual top score at the moment, before I think the bonus has gone in there, is 70. There's somebody out there, a team called Mardy's, who's got 70 this week. His overall rank, though, is 10.6 million.
He probably
started yesterday, like you say. Yeah, he's probably not.
4 pounds.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm happy with the double bonus defense going. I know they're not keeping clean sheets, but hopefully they do start because I'll play Neto.
Neto's a decent keeper. He gets save points as well. I've not had a problem with Neto at all. Would have owned him had I been a bit smarter at different points. So what's your? Thank you. So you're up to 257. What's your aspiration? Where do you want to get to? Top 100k.
It's top 100k and top 100k. And there's a league that I quite like to win and defend because I won it last year, and I'm now 100 points off that. Exactly 100 points. I think that's before good. The wild card, I was about 135 or something. So I've cut 35 points in 2 weeks.
I think 100 points is doable. We can have some really big doubles coming up as well. And so I think that's totally... It's not easy with 9 game weeks left, but it is doable.
Take risks. Like last week, I took out Slanky on the wild card. Thought, let's just get Semenya and captain him. And the rest massively paid off.
That was a huge one.
There wasn't a... massive captain thing. Son, I'm not sure what your opinion is. I don't know why people are going so hard on Spurs and free it because Fulham are a good side at home. So I didn't really get that before the game.
Yeah, I think, do you know why I went Son? Is because I've not owned Son apart from maybe really early on. And I was kind of pre the Asia Cup. And I he just smashed it. And I was kind of trying to atone for the fact that I'd missed out on his points previous week. So it was a really bad decision. And yeah, I brought him in, captained him. But you're right, Fulham are no slouches.
It's fine to have Son, but but what I meant was like people trebling up on the Spurs midfield, double up when Fulham are good at home. So it was quite surprising.
I guess
on the free
hits. You only had four fixtures to pick from. I think what you did from a strategic perspective, which I think is smart, is you kind of rather than you went for more double ups than treble ups. So you've got yourself in every game. And obviously with Fulham you've got, defence and a forward there. I think that's kind of, that's a smart way to play it, really. I picked Elanga only because of, I don't know why. I picked Elanga because everyone was picking Elanga. I'd never have any aspirations to own Elanga at any point in the FPL season, but I got him because everyone was getting him. And it's good. So
I know it's easy in hindsight, but I wish I'd gone Robinson instead of a goal on. Because, like I said, you've got Sheffield United away next week, and I'd have no problem.
Magoolan, I was never in my thinking until I saw the template. This is the danger of being, of following the template, right? You kind of get in there, and it's a bit, it was not ideal. We've got Mohammed. I'm going to try and see if I can add him as a speaker. The speaking thing wasn't working before, but I'll try. Because we can chat here for a little bit. Whilst we're waiting for him to join, it's connecting, so this time it isn't. There he is. Mohammed, you can unmute yourself. You can join myself and Dahl to have a chat. You can tell us about your game week. Where are you? Yeah, I need to unmute yourself. I can't do that from here. You've got to unmute yourself, Mohammed. So I don't know if you're speaking, but I can't hear you. I can't unmute you. You just need to unmute
Mohammed,
yourself.
On the bottom left, if you click that, the speaker. Yeah. No?
There you go. He's in, but not speaking. Or he is speaking, but we can't hear him. Whilst we're waiting for Mohammed, I can confirm it's 2-1 to... I was just catching up on Liverpool's score at half-time. Liverpool are leading against Manchester United 2-1. McAllister and Salah back in goal. Salah's an interesting topic, right? How are you? I've not got Salah. Obviously, you haven't either, the team you're playing into. When are you getting him back? Well, Mohammed, you're there. Mohammed, I can hear you. How are you? Can I hear you? I can't hear you. You were there briefly, and then you've gone.
So on Salah, so yeah, I will get Salah back. And interested to hear your thought on this. So the reason I got Luis Diaz was I wanted to attack the two Liverpool fixtures in 13-31, which are Brighton at home and Sheffield United at home. I wanted to attack them both. So that's why I've got Luis Diaz. Some people might think it's a strange pick, but that's why I wanted it.
Well, he's probably.
Although I probably should have got McAllister because he scored again today in the FA Cup. And he does score goals. And he did well in that double game.
Nunes has got an assist as well. So, Nunes is like a random number generator, isn't he?
So it'll either be Barkley or Luis to Salah. There's obviously loads of money in the bank with this team. And then it's a case of whether I go for it with a minus four and do Morris to Darwin.
Ooh, treble up.
I would have to pay Morris. And they're way to Spurs, although Spurs aren't the best defensively. So
I think Brighton and Sheffield United, both of those have got goals for Liverpool in them. As an Everton fan, I hate to say that, but Liverpool are scoring. They had a great result in Europe, and they're smashing them in at the moment. So I think Liverpool treble up. If you're chasing, you want to get some points back. For those fixtures, is not too shabby after all. I mean, even against United in 32,
I might keep one of them.
They're already beating them now live. Mohammed, I don't know if you're trying to join. You did sort of join briefly, and then you disappeared again. Are you there? I'll give you a chance, but I'll have to check you out if you're not.
Mohammed, so I'm not sure. I'll probably keep. I've got to go for that treble up and see how it goes. But the trouble is now because Reguilón got sent off, I was going to play him next week. But I might. It's either play Doughty or wait to Spurs.
Oh, Mohammed.
6:35.
You there, Mohammed? It's a really bad line, mate, I'm afraid.
Thank you.
Can't hear him.
Would you play Doughty or Gabriel?
He's gone. Would I play Doughty or Gabriel? Well, next week?
Yeah, I know it's international break. But,
next game week, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, Doughty, Hoyt, Spurs, Gabriel, Hoyt to Man City. I have to play one of them.
Isn't it? That's a real toss-up. That's a real toss-up. The thing is, I think Arsenal hopefully will have learned from the last time they played City, where they just kind of didn't seem to turn up.
Thank you.
Didn't seem to turn up, I think Arteta will have them fired up to at least have a proper go at that. Whether that's any good for defenders, I don't know. I think I can see Arsenal, having a go at Man City, because they just kind of set back and got a bit overawed last time, and I think I can see that. But yeah, I don't know if that helps Gabriel. I'm sure, I'd expect.
I think obviously Arsenal concede was where the case obviously scores another header, so it's back. It's either, and I think obviously Luton will concede to Spurs, but it's a case. And so it comes down to will Gabriel score a header or will Doughty get an assist, basically.
The thing is, though, I was quite surprised he took Doughty off. I didn't quite understand that decision. Obviously, they did get back into it, and both sides had chances to win it, but I was quite surprised when they needed, opportunities created. I was quite surprised that Doughty was taken off, was surrendered early. But so that's a little bit of a worry. But he's been a fixture most of the season. So I think you're probably. I think the thing is, Doughty's a lot of people got Doughty now anyway. But I think Doughty may be more of a differential to Arsenal that week. So to Gabriel rather. It's just how safe you want to go. I don't think either of those are going to be the ones that make the game week for you. I think going on the treble Liverpool is definitely a way forward. But it's good. Well done. I'm kind of like I say, it's almost a shame in a way that you've kind of had a crack in game week comparatively, but the points differential, it's not like when you've picked a triple captain double game week, and I remember having Aguero in a double game week, and everybody did, and triple captain did it. It's crazy, like 50x points or whatever a few years back. It doesn't feel quite as good when you're only making about 20 points on your
own. Yeah, it's about 20 points. It's about still, 20 points. I mean, it's about 20. So obviously the captain, that's where the captain fail. But it was about, I'll take it. And obviously, they've got double Bournemouth events, I'll have that. I've got that in. They've got a couple of good home fixtures. Hopefully they keep it. The triple up, obviously, it's a -4. I think
a Bournemouth performance, the way Everton are finishing at the moment, we're creating all the. I think we've got one of the highest XGs in the league, but we can't put it in the back of the net at the moment. So you're probably okay. Having said that, that might be the time when Everton do their match like against Brighton last year and suddenly score 5 or something ridiculous. We've got a result coming, but we desperately need the points because we're probably going to lose some more. But I think you're probably okay. The way that the based on form, it wouldn't be a terrible decision.
They're my transfer. So like getting Man City back. Sorry, last thing. Getting Man City back. I don't know when I'll get any Man City back because it won't be in 30. In 31, I think they play my Villa. Sure, they've got Villa home.
They've got Villa at home. I mean, that's a challenging game again. But Villa, Villa are a lot stronger at home than away, aren't they?
May get Foden back for that.
Yeah,
and then they got Palace.
And it's Palace and Luton, so you've probably got to have them for the run then, and the way to Spurs. Maybe 33 is the one you feel you've got to have.
Then obviously I think 34 are more than likely to play the free hit.
Yeah, well, we're waiting to hear. It's 34. Yeah, we're waiting to hear what the impact of the cup matches. Obviously, City and Chelsea through. Which will have impact on those games. And then there's looks like Liverpool at the moment, if it stays as it is, going through, but it's only half time. So we have to see what's happening there. I haven't got a free hit now. So for me, it's going to be all about 37, which it could be a very big.
So is that City and Chelsea won't double in 34 now, is it? Is that 37?
Well, I don't think they can, because I think the cup, as far as I know it, the cup match, the cup semi is that week. I'm not like a Manet or a Krellin or all this. So I don't. I'll wait for someone better to do that. But from my understanding, that week would be the. They might get it all in, but that weekend would be the semis. So the same kind of game week. Again, don't take my entire word on that, but there's something to check out. I'm sure there'll be many, many more smart people than me talking about this over the coming week. Weeks. I've got nothing else to talk about after, apart from international results. But yeah, so I think that's the that might impact the number of doubles that can actually happen on 34 for some of these big sides. And obviously that has knock-ons as well, I think, for Spurs and Brighton as well, because they're due to play against those two teams. And then there's, I think it's Liverpool and Fulham would have happened, but if they're playing the semi, then they can only play one game that weekend, that midweek. So yeah, we'll have to see. But I think 37 is guaranteed to be a decent double. I don't know what happens then if it's not, you know, I don't know what happens otherwise, whether those any other matches would get repositioned to. Like I say, it needs a, he's an expert. But anyway, you've got your free hit. I've only got bench boost and triple captain left. I wildcarded ludicrously early into a disastrous situation. So I've only got just the triple captain and the bench boost. So
just bench boost and free hit I got.
Yeah. So, who do you use a triple on?
Haaland.
None of those triples have really come off yet, have they? It's not, you know, it's not, no one's really hit that week. Maybe 37. Cool. All right. Well, absolute pleasure talking to you. And I hope you get into top 100k at least. And I hope you win that mini league. So do come on and let us know how you do. Is there money on that league? Shouldn't talk about it.
Yeah, there's another one I joined this year. That's like £2,000 for top prize. But this one, this just local one, this is like...
Is that more pride? Is there more pride on that one?
Yeah, there wasn't that many people in it, so he just did winner takes all this year. I think it's like £330 or something. It's £10 each.
Well, but, good luck with that. Good luck with that. Hopefully come the end of the season, you're kind of you're laughing in that. Cool. Well, have a enjoy the second half of the football. Do you watch?
Yeah, I'm just watch the second half.
Enjoy the weeks of no FPL. And I'm just going to kind of see if anybody else wants to join, and then I might segue, get another sort of 5 or 6 minutes in the segue. But nice to speak to you, Dal. All right. Cheers.
Okay. And you. Cheers. Bye.
Okay. Right. So that was great. That was a nice chat about lots of things there. Didn't we talk about strategy for 30? We've got plenty of time to think about that. So I'm probably going to play on... probably going to give it another 4 or 5 minutes. I'm just going to have to see if there's anything appearing. Have a look at the score. Have we kicked off again? See if there's anything appearing, interestingly, in our spaces, in our comments here. See if anybody else has any tales of woe to share. And then sort of look ahead. So your last couple of minutes, if you want to join and share your game week. I think in a way this week is kind of hard. It's good for this sort of conversation, but it's also hard because everyone's had a bad game week, right? Even Dal, who's you know done well, you know he's only got 36 points, so it's hardly. I'm on 27, I think. So he's just double check. There's no bonus in there. 27. So yeah. So that's not. It's not going to be a game week where people are either completely distraught or are over the moon. I think, as I said at the start of my intro, I think the real winners this week are the people that didn't use a free hit. Well, Dal's one of those, and people that took the risk of just putting out a team of, you know, 5 or 6 or 7, and just, you know, and because they haven't been punished, you know, they've got away with that. They've proved that's probably the right decision, assuming they use that free hit cleverly in the future, and they, you know, they've got a chance to come back. So I did that. I only had 4 players, and I'm going so badly. I desperately needed this green arrow. So even though it's this is my second green arrow in a row, so we build. That's how I look at it. This is last week was 40k positions. This week it looks like I'm more like 200k positions almost. That's quite good. Still outside the top 1.2 million. Still not great, but I'm happy. Just to reiterate, the team I picked this week, which is pretty template for the most part, was Flecken, 2 points. Pedro Porro, disastrous, one. Doughty, one, and it came off pretty much half time. Reguilon, which I didn't really want, but I got took myself into template, minus three. That's so poor. Alanga, Madison, Son, and Bowen, all who got blanked with 2 points, and Bowen, Son was my captain. And then it was Tony and Watkins with 1 or 2 points, and Munez with 13 that saved my game week. I'm just going to try, and I've got Yaya. I think that's Yaya, not Toure, I guess. I'm going to try and add you in, so be patient with me. It is Yaya Toure, apparently. It's just got a different name. No, it's not. Hopefully, I'm trying to add you in. You can now speak. It's just taking a while to update. Oh, no, you've gone away. God, that's not great. It's disappeared. As it's come in, there's been a problem. I don't know if it's my connection, so I apologise to that Yaya. Or the various pronunciation of that name. He's disappeared out. I don't know if it's his connection or mine. But yeah, my only sort of regret is that I had Robinson on the bench. That's, you know, Areola, 3 points versus Fleckens, two. Not much of a problem. Barkley and Powell did nothing, but Robinson sat with 11. That would have been, that would have made it a, you know, I'd have been, we'd been even, even further ahead than if I played Robinson over Reguilon. I'd be having a great week. I'd be verging on the top million, the giddy heights of the top million. Like I say, I'm, my name's El Fozzi. I'm sort of co-founder of Fantasy Football Scout. I've not really in the foreground very much because I did a lot of the business stuff. Mr. Mark Southerns is the man at the front end, along with kind of Paul, Neil, and sort of David, Sam, Will, Tom's, and various other pundits that come in. So you don't hear me that much, but I picked this up because I'm having such a bad season, and I thought there was merit in trying to set something up which allows people to feel that even if they're having a bad week, they're not the only ones, and to kind of feel it, maybe vent their spleen a little bit, because it is, you know, FPL, it's a silly game that we spend far too much time on, but it is, it can get to you, you know, and I think sort of mental health is a big scary word, but I think people do get upset about, you know, having a bad week, and it can sort of at the least put a downer on your weekend, and the worst you can get more cup about it. So I think it's a good opportunity to talk about it. That's why I started this. So hopefully it's helpful. I'm going to keep going that. Even if I have a good week, I'll come on and talk about it. And my week was quite good this week comparatively. But it's only a game. And you know, the great thing about FPL is there's always another week to try and turn it around. There's always another season. And there's always another goal, right? And I think this is really critical. This is something I've been talking about in some of our ideas for new tools and site and everything, is that maybe there's a way you should go into the season. We're not all going to win. I mean, we all want to think we can win. And we all want to think we can hit, you know, top 10K or 5K or whatever. My best finish ever was around 5K, which I'm, you know, usually I'm within the top 100, a couple, you know, three or four times the top 50, but 100K, not 100. but that's, you know, that's kind of where I aspire to be, within the top 100K. But, you know, I think it's important to set yourself a reasonable goal at the start of the season, and then maybe reset it, you know, as you go on. You know, it's like my in life, my goal of playing for a Premier League team or England as a footballer was reset relatively rapidly down to going to watch England or Premier League teams play. But yes, yeah, so I think it's important to keep it within moderation. I know we all focus on our mini leagues, and I think that's kind of a healthier focus. I'm still top of one mini league, astonishingly, because given this is one possibly my worst season ever so far. I'm still top of one mini league, but I'm a lot lower than the others. My son's football club, which he is, he's moving on from this side, but he was been there for about 4 years, and he was they started doing had an FPL league. I didn't know that I was kind of in that space. So I'd gone in and I bossed it every year, sort of 3 years in a row. I kind of run it 1 year by about 200 points. And then this year, the guy that organised it didn't organise it, and I didn't have a chance. I was too busy doing stuff. So thank goodness my trophy has not been usurped, because they didn't do one this year. But yeah, those mini leagues. I think we should get little trophies to mini leagues. That's another thing we sort of sometimes talk about. Is you know, little you know, if you've won a mini league, you should kind of get a little trophy, or you've got a, or you finished top in a game week or something. It'd be nice, wouldn't it? I don't really care. It's silly stuff. But it's nice to celebrate the little victories where you've, you know, had a top 10K finish, or a top 5K finish, or a top 100K finish, or a top million finish, whatever you're going for. There are, after all, almost 11 million players in the game. I think we'll be over 11 million before the end of the year, especially if there's you know, a few things that are being planned. Go ahead, I might even boost that a bit further. But you know, it's a lot of people playing this game, and that they did take out a lot of dupes this year as well. So actually, those are mostly genuine teams. I think people might have a couple of teams still, but they did the Premier League, I know, did a sustained effort to kind of squeeze out people that had multiple teams. So you know, which might have inflated previous numbers, but yeah. But yes. So anyway, I'm rambling on a little bit. I think I'm going to wrap it up shortly. I just want to say, just to check on the Liverpool Man United game. It's just loading in the background. I think we will be back, not next week, because there's no misery. Well, there'll be lots of misery for England fans, I'm sure, as usual. But there's no misery to really worry about with the international break. But we will be back again after game week 30, which I think ends on the 31st of March, at the end of the month, with Man City Arsenal. We might come in after that. That'll be a big match on the Sunday. So we might come in after that. So I hope that you are, hope you've got a strategy in place. You've got plenty of time now. You've got 2 full weeks to think about your strategy for that. For game week 30, some interesting games in there. Newcastle against West Ham, some could be goals in that. Bournemouth home to Everton, I'm hoping Everton finally gives some goals in that. Chelsea home to Burnley, interesting opportunity there. Might look at Nicholas Jackson starting to score, mind you, Fofana starting to score as well. Forest home to Palace, you know, if you brought in Elanga or others, that's, it might be worth holding on, or Gibbs White. Sheffield United home to Fulham. I'm thinking of bringing Mooney's in. I mean, I didn't for a free hit, but if you've kept some Fulham players, that's definitely a match to keep them for. Spurs home to Luton. You think you want to keep all two Spurs players, but actually on that performance, it's pretty abject. Hopefully they can do better. Villa against Wolves, Brentford home to United, Liverpool home to Brighton on Sunday. Should be a good chance to start getting back into Liverpool assets. That's actually my main focus for the next week. And City home to Arsenal. Now, I already have plenty of City and Arsenal, so it's Liverpool's the next kind of focus for me. And that's it, really. As usual, fantasyfootballscout.co.uk is your home for loads of insightful information. We'll have articles coming up explaining the upcoming game weeks and the impact of these cup matches when we finally have the final results of the United Liverpool game, which at the moment is still 2-1 Liverpool as far as I can see. Although if someone knows different, let me know. My update is a little bit behind. And yeah, there's plenty more on there. There's obviously all the you can, if you're a member, join for a membership, you can go in there and pour through all the points and the great customs tables and see lots of data and heat maps and predicted points and all that sort of stuff. It's a really good service and very reasonably priced. I think we're still probably the best value in the industry. We've got, you know, and you can obviously go on the site and chat. Just to be a bit, if you're not already, be a free member and you can go and chat with other people and ask tips or, again, share your woe more directly on those channels. Obviously, we have our own podcasts. This one will be on our podcast channels. Loads of great stuff on there, including loads of great influencers from the space. And then we also have the videos, the YouTube content, and plenty more. There's Live FPL, which is a great service, as Mini League Mate. There's Fantasy Football Community. If you're playing UEFA game, we've got loads, or are they other fantasy games? That's worth covering. But yes, that's it. I'm going to stop blathering. I'm going to end it there. Mine has been Al Fozzie. Thanks for joining me. I hope my audio wasn't too bad. I can't hear it, unfortunately, very well through this setup because I'm on a phone in a hotel room. And I hope your game week wasn't too terrible. I hope you've managed to deal with it. You probably haven't lost or won too many points this week, but time to lick your wounds, regroup, and come back stronger for game week 30. Thank you very much. Have a lovely rest of the weekend, and I will see you in a couple of weeks. Cheers. Bye.